Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for Jersey Shore. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Jersey Shore news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for Jersey Shore.
Hello. Wow, here we go.
Honorary fist bump.
Come on, Roxy.
No, come on, Roxy. No, no, lame.
That's the limp. The limp fist bump.
I don't know how to do anything with that.
Do the other one. All right, now.
I need some more power.
Boo birds. Boo birds. Hello, everyone. Jersey Shore. On? Season 5, Episode 8, entitled Sharp Objects. Kevin K-Wow Undergauer here with Jessica Kingpin, Sassy Gabby, and of course, Roxy Rookie Stryer.
Yeah,
we've all bonded, haven't we? Because we've been doing this now.
I would say so.
This is a solid group.
We're all besties.
It took us a while to put this team back together. This was once a championship team.
Uh-oh. TV Network.
Now, the largest new media platform on the web.
My apologies for ruining that great scene. And of course,
we were having a moment there, Ronnie.
Kevin was just telling us how much he loves us.
Maybe you'll get your camera back once you stop playing that thing in the middle of the show. So.
we're good now. We're good, matzo balls. We're good.
I'm kidding. You're amazing. I'm kidding.
That's so funny.
Okay. Okay, well, how about you?
Finish that speech.
That's the Roxy I know and love.
Is her mic working, or is she being picked up on Gabby?
No. We're on all four of you guys,
Okay. Rookie.
Stryer.
I'm good.
No, it's nice. I think we're finding our groove. I feel like if this was a sports team,
we'd be more connected once we make it to the shore, which has been a plan of ours for 2 years.
Hey, I'm down.
I'm confident this summer we're going to get there. Now that we have, apparently, our friend, if you're his friend, he pays for things. So.
Can we
set a date? Because I'm ready. My boss just sent an email.
Well,
let us know vacation dates up until July.
I know what's going to happen. My 21st is on July 13th. Everybody knows that I'm a little baby.
Let's do it.
We're going.
I can't believe you're that young.
Ronnie,
are you sure?
That so much fun.
No, are you sure her mic is working?
It's up on this end, but let me get it all taken care of while you guys are talking.
Echoey?
Yeah, it sounds like
She's being picked up.
I hear
up
it
on,
fine on this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway.
Well, anyway, can we go for July?
July 13th
is a Friday, and we're going.
Let's do it the weekend before, because I'll be out of town July 13th.
But
where are you going to be?
Whole point.
Yeah. Where are you going to be?
No,
Jess?
You know what? Because
Santa Barbara.
You need to be there. You know why? Because I want to see the second black person on the Jersey Shore. We had one black bouncer. Remember, and he was on there
Isn't
briefly.
The stalker black?
And I'm sure he was killed.
You're
right. The stalker is black. So you'd be
Ed.
The third one.
We have to bring Ed with us too, because Ed has been saying that he is mad at us for calling him the used to be geek of the show. And now that we have Jessica, who's the new nerd.
The new nerd.
But Ed Bowling.
Bowling.
The truth is, I mean, no. I listen, me and Jess were talking earlier tonight. I'm the nerd of the show, and I admit that. But I admit that I wanted to be these guys. Like, I don't like being the nerd. I want to be them. That's nerd. Why.
You have to, but you're not your really nerdiness. That much of a nerd, Kevin.
You know who's not a nerd?
So nice, Gab.
Us. We're not nerds.
No, the matzo balls. Are you kidding me? Total
party girls. You know what's funny? We're party girls, but we also have our shit together. We do.
For the most part.
No, well, I mean.
My shit still flies around.
It's all rocks. I mean, speak for yourself.
No, but with the whole, like, we were discussing last episode, like, Kevin was saying how you have, like, a 4.0.
No, you guys both do. Yeah, really smart
girls. You
know,
yeah, like, you have it together, and we still have a balance.
You know what that is? You know what that is, you guys?
Snooki has it together.
Being Jews. That's right. What it is. It's just amazing.
Successful
Jews. You know what's going to come out next week? One of them is going to come out and say, I lied. I'm not Italian. I'm actually Jewish.
Which one?
That's going to be...
No. By the way,
scenes for
Adam Carolla has the best, one of the best recurring bits on his show, which is, this is not a Jew. And what it does is he'll play news clips of people and the crazy things that they do, and he'll be like, once again, not a Jew, because
very geez. Adam Sandler.
That sounds like Borat.
No, so I can tell you beyond a shadow of doubt, none of these people are Jews.
O.J. Simpson,
not a Jew.
Not a Jew.
So anyway,
it's funny.
So amazing, you guys. Like we're gonna talk about the Jersey Shore tonight, and
we are. Yeah,
we are.
Oh my God.
But I want to say,
we've just been talking about us the whole time.
We were broadcasting live from the Oscar gift suites.
Yes.
And so to go from
my feet,
all of our
my
like
shoes are off.
Our hosts breaking down
flexible.
These shows, the breaking down these movies, talking about the filmography and the cinematography and the writing and interviewing authors and just so smart. I'm just so happy here to just be doing Jersey Shore.
And like take a break, right? Yeah. Like to like let it go and just relax.
We were leaving the gifting suites today and I turned to Kevin and I was like, okay, time to turn off that side of my brain and turn on the other side.
Yeah, the left side.
Crack open the vodka. Let's get back to business.
Wine.
Right?
Enough of these smiles.
Wine tonight. The wine to relax tonight.
Okay,
that's
I
what
told our
to
Twitter
do.
Followers that we would take tequila shots. Come on, guys.
We
next
did
week.
Vodka
it has to be next
tequila.
Week. Has to be next week.
I need to have a margarita if I'm going to do tequila.
We're going to have to like double chasers.
Seriously.
And so what happened was we had some wine and then like Roxy and I had a moment. That's great. I've known you for a year and a half. We are friends. We're really good friends. And I was like, you know what, though? We started out as amazing friends. Then we had a bit of a falling out. And now we're friends again.
It's
and then
kind
there was
of
some
like
other,
the situation
some,
in
there was some,
Snooki.
It is. And
there was a love-hate relationship.
And there was another exchange that went on. Some things were said. And then, yeah, and then sadness came in. And then I'm like, oh, boy, I guess we really... This is,
I will
this
pick
is,
up
is
my energy again, for the show.
Is this again me drinking during a
it
show?
It got Roxy a little
bit down.
Is this
why I got
down.
Banned?
Okay, well, you know I love you. And we have to stick to the show because people don't really want to hear about
no,
our
they
drama.
Don't want to hear about our drama.
You don't,
okay.
don't want to hear about
but
it?
They like drama regardless.
Well,
that's the truth.
Roger and J-Wow.
All right.
Nice to see Roger. It's briefly that we get to see him.
Yeah, well, we hear Roger in this episode say, Ronnie turns to him and says, you're whipped. He says, I know I am. I'm in love.
Which I love.
I love that.
Great. No, they when are. Guys, you guys, they're the total couple.
Right, totally. But when guys own being in love and being whipped, it's like...
So cute.
That's why we love our Roger.
It's so much cuter than if he had been like, I'm not whipped. No, I'm not.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
And it's like
no.
such a try young, immature... It. He's so mature.
He's
a
mature.
Great guy.
The matriarch and patriarch of the Jersey Shore, Roger and Jenny.
Honestly, J-Wow's kind of treating him like crap.
No.
In this how? One moment...
How? I think she just has high expectations.
Oh, wait. How? No, it's how... Now, let me be explain it to you guys
in
as,
this
as
one
the old
moment,
man at the table.
Saying... No, you can't eat with my friends. Come up and have sex with me. Like, let your boyfriend get along with your friends. No?
I just think it was a girl.
Yeah.
I don't think after hours. I think, you know, I'm sure Roger came over earlier. He probably pre-gamed with all of them. They got along. They did their thing. But after hours when you're drunk and, like, she just wants to get it in. So it's kind of weird that he's going all to
right,
make
you guys know that every sleepover they have on the show, they have to pay for? And because the real worlders were telling me this, and I'm pretty sure it's the same with Jersey Shore. If you have somebody, the same person consistently sleep over, you have to pay like $150 rent? Every time they stay
so Pauline,
to MTV.
Paulina what? Or Paula that, or something
what,
is getting paid?
I know that real world, no.
They have to pay the
they
show.
They have to pay MTV. I know that real world, if somebody stays over more than three times, they have to start paying.
That's crazy.
No, because then I would be like, then I'm not signing release forms and you're not putting my face on television. Like,
but
that's
they want
yeah,
to be
but
on
again,
TV.
They want to be on
they
TV.
They want to be on TV. That's all they want. Yeah.
That is so stupid to me. I don't think Paula
no, here's
does.
Why, here's
I don't
what
think
you guys,
Paula cares.
This is why it's done on the real world. It's done so you don't get, you could easily have
They cast these eight people for a reason. They go through a big process. They spend a lot of money to do it. They cast these eight people. Now, one of these eight, two of these eight, four of these eight, end up dating or start dating somebody immediately. And you know how kids are. They especially a show like that, you know the guy or the girl that's the outside is going to try to move in.
But do you think that's why they kick these people out at 4 in the morning? Maybe they have to pay. I'm not even kidding.
No.
Maybe they kick them out for a reason. Listen, because production is they can't stay past.
I think that could be it. No, but we're seeing some other ones stay. So it's something to be said. Maybe. But I know on the real world, these guys are stars. Real world, they're not stars.
Right.
What you want to avoid is you've gone all this trouble of casting these eight people. You don't want enough 12, 13, 14
that's
people
true,
in the house.
But same
so
network.
That will dissuade somebody from staying more than 3 nights. That's all that's for. It's not about making the $150.
You know what?
It's to be a deterrent.
On Jersey Shore, though, those girls that they kick out at 4 are always new girls. So you were saying if anyone stays over more than...
What I meant was if they have more than 3 sleepovers, it's not one person 3 times.
Oh, okay.
It's more than... At least that's the way it is in the real world. I don't know about this show.
They designed it
But
that
I love
way.
Having the reality
it's a,
show
it's
friends
a
because, you know, I love freaking reality TV. And they taught me a lot about the first thing on all these guys' contract is if you die on our show, it's not our fault. Point blank. These guys... Real world, any of their show, any reality show, first thing, if you die, we are not responsible.
And you know what? Do you blame them?
No, totally not. I'm just saying.
Well, because they're choosing what they're doing. It's not like that. It would be different
again,
if they were like, okay, jump
you guys,
off.
Would you guys sign that contract?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you, Gab? See, that's Jewish. That's okay, but that's
no,
that's
let
you
me
being
tell,
smart
can
and
I
value,
tell you
value
something?
In your life.
Can I tell you something?
You gotta go to Goyim. Goyim is like sign, baby.
No, Kevin.
Shoot me out of a cannon, please. Make me famous. Give
Kevin,
me money.
Kevin, what? Let me tell you. Well, because I'm actually the opposite of that. I've turned down things in my life.
I know. Again, that's Jewish.
That could have
smart.
Really pushed me in a direction, but I didn't because I didn't believe
not,
that it was
no.
for me.
Right.
So I definitely identify
healthy.
With that.
Jewish,
but
Goyim.
We need
this.
We need the sidetrack button. Where's this? Where's the return
to
back to your?
Be there, Ronnie.
Yeah,
our systems
that thing.
The host has wandered off the
come
subject.
Come on, we're talking about J-Wow and Roger.
I mean, I don't know that it's 100% off topic. I mean, this is what these people sign up for, so you get everything out of it.
I think I keep pulling us away. I'm gonna stop talking.
No.
But wait, Kevin, what you were saying before about the deterrent. Like
I
completely agree with that because at the same time they didn't make those people sign contracts and they don't own the rights to them.
Exactly.
Therefore, if Roger or one of these other people become more well known because of the show,
they don't have a clamp on them.
Yeah,
everyone
they don't.
Has
they're
to
not.
Sign contracts.
No, but I'm saying
there's a release form and there's a contract
to be on camera,
right.
But they don't own the rights
for instance,
to their brand.
AfterBuzz, you guys sign a release that we can use your image, but you're not signing over anything else. It's not a contract.
They're pretty much like MTV pretty much becomes...
I've taken that a long time.
MTV pretty much becomes the agents of these people, almost, because they're doing everything, the marketing, everything for them. And they're branding them, and they're promoting them. They're making money off them.
Do they do a cracker commercial that's with
Dina but that's totally involved
with MTV.
By the
way, a lot of new companies... Some of the networks, but also some of the production companies are signing people. They're trying to find creative ways to clamp on that. So it's like, okay, we want to do Matzo Balls, the reality show. Great. Awesome. You're going to get paid X amount. It used to just be you're going to. We've got you for 5 seasons or 6 seasons at X, X amount of dollars per episode if it goes cable, X amount if it goes network. It used to just be that. Now, some of the companies are doing that, and they're saying they're finding a way to create language where they own your merchandising and all the other things that come out of it. So, anyway, backing up with Roger and Jenny, I feel like they're a true couple. And guys, when your typical male wants to go drink with his boys, especially if he's comfortable in the relationship, and the woman doesn't. My girlfriend would never want me down drinking. It would be... Get back up here.
Yeah, but she's not standing above you saying, come have sex with me.
Again.
Maybe that's what you mean.
She's classy.
But
she's
not,
it's just different than the Jersey classy. Shore. And you know what? And J-Wow's she's got the boots on and the heels. And don't think that she doesn't know how to make good TV, too, at this point.
That's true.
Yeah. But I do believe she was like, get your ass back in bed. And I do believe he's the type of guy who's like, no, I want to have some drinks with the boys and eat some food. And by the way, this guy, Roger, was loved on, from what we saw, loved on the shore the last couple of seasons. We see him, like, talking to everyone, shaking hands with everyone. He's kind of one of those guys.
Yeah.
And you see that they genuinely like him, the boys. Mm-hmm. The boys haze all the outsides, but they really like him. So, I mean, I buy it. I think I don't know. I thought she looked sexy and was great, you know, whatever. But when you're with the same, you know, thing for over a year, you know, you get like that.
And in all honesty, I think in their situation, after a couple drinks and a night at the bar, you might be standing over him saying, come have sex with me.
Yeah. I get it. Let's start. Fair enough. Okay, so we go fishing, which I thought was a lot of fun.
I have the biggest comment that I can make about the fishing thing. Just a general statement. I know I tear apart Dina a lot and make fun of her. She's really growing on me. I think she's
love her.
She's pushing to make good TV all the time. She's funny. And I know. I think she's Snooki's sidekick, but she's Snooki's fun sidekick. She's not Snooki's downer sidekick.
I think if we met her out, you guys, I think we'd like her. I think she's got a happy spirit.
Oh, totally.
She's a positive person. You know what was interesting?
Bubbly.
Can I tell you one moment that I saw that reminded me one of the other reasons I love the show? I love the show because I love their life. Just drinking, tanning, laundry. Not worrying about anything. not having stupid arguments like I'm having with Roxy and like getting all they're having their arguments.
Yeah.
But it's like they're throwing things at each other's heads. They want to kill each other, and then they're like best friends the next day. Like I love that. So that's one of the things I love about them. But the other thing I love that I've always said is when I think of The Housewives and I think of some of these reality shows and I think of how depraved the people are on those shows and how loveless they are in their hearts and how much they hate other people and how utterly narcissistic they are. I love how these guys, I still say there's a sweet side to all of them, some more than others, and I see like a real crazy family here. And when I'm going to tell you why I bring this back up, do you notice when Dina's boat flew, she was carrying the boat out.
Yeah, they went to help her.
And she flew, it was about to fly away with the boat on the dock before they got in the water. And this is sometimes, it's like when you drop a grenade and you get to know who's who. Who jumps on that grenade and who runs the other way. And then you know, like, okay, that's that kind of person.
Are you about to talk about the situation?
Rand.
He was like, but the way he reacted, he's not a good enough actor. He was really worried, like, when she, oh, whoa, 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 whoa. He, like, jumped in
really
fast.
That was a real moment.
That was a real moment. Tell. And so it's like, I was so happy to see that. Now, again, is he a saint? No, we know what he is. We've talked about it all season. But when you go to those other shows, they wouldn't pee on you if you were on fire. Oh, yeah. I mean, so it's why I love these guys. And at the end of the day, we have our fun in here. We make fun of them, but I do. I love them. I see the way they love each other, and I think it's very cool.
Can I tell you why that is? It's because they're from the East Coast.
Right, Northeast.
Please be with me
Northeast.
On that.
Totally, yes. 100%.
That's it. That's Northeast.
100%,
yes. And so we
you're right. No, you're Jessica.
Sorry.
Jessica, you know
wait
why?
A minute.
You're gonna disagree, and you know why I'm going to tell you you're right? Because when I needed Roxy to have my back a year ago, she didn't. And that's very not East Coast. You're right. We're not all like that, but a lot of us are. Go ahead.
I think everyone has their moments.
West Coast girls can be nice and loving, too.
No, really? Wait, are you Southern California?
To your face, they can.
Northern California.
Different,
okay, that's different.
Totally different.
Listen.
But it's still the West Coast.
Oh, wait, what?
I mean,
okay,
Ronnie, please tell us from a neutral standpoint what you think.
You have to ask a racist like me.
So
go ahead.
No, what I think of SoCal is it's interesting because people on the East Coast who are going to come down here, they're going to see only one side of Los Angeles. Like, even me, I grew up in LA my whole life, but I grew up near Hermosa Beach.
But you're still into family and all that stuff.
I mean, I'm huge into family,
and you're very loyal.
Yeah, but 30 minute drive from where I, you know, would go up the 110 and the 405 to this Hollywood thing, yeah, the people aren't as maybe nice and family driven as the East Coast.
They're not all from
California.
Yeah, we're not talking about the country, though. We're not talking about the country. We're talking about
as the oldest, most
like the populated LA city.
I say it all the time as the oldest and most ignorant person at the table. Let me break it all down for you because many years deciphering this whole LA thing. If it's definitely Southern California, not Northern. You can't say if people say California's not right. Northern California, a whole different thing. It's Southern California, and unless. It's very rare that you meet a Southern Californian that's a good friend, that cares, and is loyal, unless they are ethnic. Jewish, black, Latino. I'm telling you. No, because...
I'm going to take the reins on this.
Wait, I'm not done with my ignorant rant. Let me keep going. So when I see those cultures, because they maintain the principles of their cultures, then those are my real friends. A generic white bread, just Southern California. I actually am going to tell you guys right now, I don't know one that hasn't screwed me over. I don't know one.
That's so sad.
It's sad, but I'm telling you.
I know both worlds.
I'm going to cry right now. That's how sad it
why?
Is.
Why? It's so sad. We have great people around us.
I have to disagree
with
you.
Yeah, we do.
Because I am originally from New York, born in Brooklyn. My mom has nine siblings.
There you go.
All live there.
So now what?
But my two of my very, very best friends in the whole world
are
white. And were born and raised in L.A.
And
I met
them
in college. I love them.
They're just being nice because they want to have a black friend. They just want to have a black friend. I need to meet with them. Jessica, I need to meet with them. Let's get them in there next week.
All right.
I want them here next week.
Anyway, can I get us back on the fishing experience?
Yes.
Can we get back to that?
We're back to the fishing.
Okay, so anyway, two of my favorite quotes during this fishing period were number one from Snooki saying, "This boat is sinking and I've seen the Titanic and it's not going to end well." Thank you, Snooki, because your little raft is clearly very similar to the Titanic.
Yeah, no, they're so funny.
But
it's similar to the rafts people on the Titanic were on.
I didn't get to my quote was Snooki turning to Dina after all said and done saying, "Your eyelash is floating in the Pacific as we speak."
Honey, in the Pacific.
Honey, you're in New Jersey.
Yeah.
It's not the Pacific.
Okay, so here's what
I'm sure she knows.
I'm so
that.
Glad you brought up the second quote, because when you said the first one, I was thinking during this, I'm like, wait a second. I wonder if writers are feeding them lines in their interviews, because they're so funny.
Ignorant.
Like, it's so ignorant. They're more ignorant than me that it's like, it's hilarious. And then when I hear them come in, get out of the water, no one would have fed them that. That was pretty much spontaneous.
Are we positive they didn't maybe come to California and shoot that freaking fishing scene? and somebody just blew a
conspiracy.
Huge. Somebody blew a huge little detail right there.
No, because there were guides on the side. No, spotted too many guides on the side that were watching.
I totally fall for the whole Beach? Like funny Snooki thing. I get that she's hilarious, but I really just find it hard to believe that she could be that dumb.
I think she just
the whole Arkansas thing a couple weeks ago, and now the Pacific Ocean. I really think what you said, like
funny?
She's being fed these lines or something.
Ooh, I think she's just having fun with it. I think she's having fun with it.
Maybe more conscious of it, but I'd like to think.
Can we talk about the fact that they even went fishing, and why is this dick in the soup? Is this they are just so bored?
I think it's dick in the soup to this degree where it's like we need an event for them. And by the way, if there wasn't anything more telling than her on the phone with Gianni to say, "I haven't seen Gianni in a week." Guys, we haven't seen Gianni in, 4 or 5 weeks now?
Like, and we have
it goes
three
to your point,
left.
Roxy, that you've been saying forever. Like, literally, this is like 7 days of filming that they've crammed all this television
under
into.
Under 2 weeks of
but
filming,
you guys,
I'm
also,
positive.
What have we been saying about this entire season compared to the others is that it's boring. Like, all they're doing is...
Go ahead.
All they're doing
oh my
is
God, you're engaged.
Partying and the same thing over and over. So they have to do something different to mix it up and keep us interested.
No,
you
they're
know?
Doing it because it's out of their element. Like, really? They're going fishing.
Listen, but guys,
they're not going jet skiing. They're going fishing.
As much as we're.
So,
here's where I don't like. I don't like dick in the soup when it's Roxy, throw that glass at the bartender. He knows it. He's an actor. He's ready for it. And we see that dick in the soup, or throw it at me like you guys all want to. But that I don't like. If it's hey, you know, it'll be a great day. Let's get the crew to go crabbing. That'll be funny. I mean, I know living next door to Tori and Dean for years. I know like a lot of these, they're real in the moments, but they like to create, the producers will create, you know, it's great if you plan a wedding. Or, like, they'll ask them, what do you guys have going on? And they'll make the stories around that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm fine with that. I'm totally fine with that. And I thought it was funny. I thought there was a lot in this episode. I mean, again, is it because we're drinking again doing the shows that we like
I actually
more?
Liked this episode.
I did. I liked it, too.
Yeah.
No.
I think it was
more legitimate because, even if it's dick in the soup with the planning of, okay, let's go crabbing or fishing, they had a lot of real moments within that, like, setting.
Here's my problem. Here's my problem with this episode.
Go.
I giggled. That's fine.
Right.
This scene when they went fishing, which took up the majority of the episode, is something that I do all the time with my friends. It was a very like, that's my life, and it's not that big of a deal.
It's not a spectacle.
And it's not, I mean, you're under the bridge, ha ha, that's funny. You make funny jokes, ha ha, that's funny. Am I watching just ordinary kids now, or are these stars pretending to be kids? Are they acting?
We're gonna, you know, we didn't tease this, but let's tease it at the top, which we should have. But in our special segment, we're gonna our own crack reporter. Sassy Gabby
got
some great videos.
The news,
some great
that.
Some great behind the scenes videos of Jersey Shore, and we see where they have so many fans, and so much going on. It's making it so hard for me to watch the show. Even after seeing that, we've been saying it every week. Mm. These guys are such stars now, so it's like they create these
different
moments.
Than the
you can
first
see
season.
It's so different.
We even have the stalker.
It's really hard to make a good show with these guys.
Can I say something? I recently, they've been replaying the first season, and I watched the first episode ever the other day again.
Right.
And it was so interesting to rewatch and like revisit the first ever episode of Jersey Shore.
How
and like
see, they all looked.
But like it's just to see these people in their natural element and like where they've come from and where they started, you know? Right. You guys need to go back, and we should do a recap episode of that just to go back and like compare.
I would love to, yeah.
We should.
That's when it was pure. That's when it was, you know. Yeah. But I give credit to Dina and Snooki for trying to create these moments for us like they do mm-hmm. every week. You know, it's like they're really working hard for us. And I think Snooki knows she's making great moments. I know we're going to talk about Vinny and Snooki, and I have a lot to say about that too. But before we get there, can we talk about the girls?
Yeah.
In this episode,
yeah.
I am DTF.
So we see the DTF girls, and there's also Stalker Girl.
And there's Stalker Girl.
Okay,
which
I feel bad for Stalker Girl.
I totally feel bad for Stalker Girl.
I don't think
girl.
It's fair for her to like and? For them to exploit her like that because I don't know.
I think it's fair if she really is a stalker. Yes, then
we had
think
several
she's
theories.
Mentally challenged. And
no, we thought,
I don't think so.
We thought mentally. No, wait. I thought that until I saw her interviewed, and I said, no, I don't think she is. And then when I saw how. She seemed nervous when mm-hmm. she was interviewed, and then she seemed confused. And to me, it said, maybe this is just a girl who's in that crowd of 400 people that's always there that we don't know about, behind that fourth wall, which you're going to...
They showed it today.
Which Gabby's going to show us in the video.
We need her in the studio.
So I'm wondering, this is my theory, I'm wondering if she's not there with all the other fans with her Polly hat, like someone would be at a Britney Spears concert, you know, and the producer said, ooh, ooh, ooh. Come, you want to see? I want you come out, come, get past the red velvet rope. Come over here, stand here, do this. And the girl probably was like, okay, wow, wouldn't be on the show. Sign the release because we see her face; it's not blurred out, right? And then I wonder if it's like now we're going to spring it on her,
because
she was just like, wait, I thought we were. It seemed like with JWoww, I was
she
like,
was
wait,
so confused.
I'm confused because you guys asked me to. Do this like your producers. It just
it's a really good
that's
point.
What it seemed like
and
to me.
But the episode, we saw
it seemed like she's just a super fan, and they put her in that position.
But we haven't seen a single. We haven't heard a sentence out of her mouth. Everything is, huh? Or,
that's exactly because she seems so confused.
Confused.
And then, during that scene, I don't know if you guys noticed the line behind her of people that are waiting to get into
that's
the store.
Fourth wall.
It's a very organized. It's not just a crowd of people. It's a huge line. So that's another dick in the soup thing to have a girl walk into the store and ask, what does DTF mean? It's like, who's feeding these lines? Where is it coming from? Like, is it like you get a line? You get a line?
You really should get on the show is Sally, because she is
But she's Italian. She's going to go gangster. She's going to she is going to clam up. She's not giving us anything. I'm saying Danny the T-shirt man.
I think
we can make him crack.
She doesn't even talk on the show. It makes you think she's gonna.
Can I ask you guys something about? As like, I know we have so many topics we still want to go over, but just quickly, Danny the T-shirt man. What is a non-Gweed doing in a store like that? Which it's got to cost a lot of money to rent or own. It's because it's on the boulevard. I mean, that is whether you think that's exclusive real estate or not. It is at the end of the day,
right.
To a degree, and. Like, what's his story?
Was
this business left to him? But he's not a Gweed. Like, he's not a Jersey Shore guy. Do you think it's a family business? Do you think he bought it on his own? Like, I'm dying to know. Like, what?
I see what you're saying.
If he was all tatted out and steroided out, I'd say okay. But excuse me, he's not a Jersey guy. Maybe he's trying to stand out
from the crowd.
I don't think everyone's
Will you
Guido.
Stop being a nerd.
Can I make this point again? I think I made it in previous episodes, but this whole Guido phase with the spiky hair and the tans and all that, and the dress code of what the girls, especially their style is, that was so 2006, 2007 in Long Island. I know it, and I think it was the same in Jersey at the same time.
So you think
I think they're just like, you know, exploiting it now, but like that was 2006, 2007 more so than now. Like people kind of grew out of the phase, but back then
they didn't grow out.
No, but I'm saying
you mean like the Ed Hardy heydays.
Even Ed Hardy, you guys know, even in California, it's out. Ed Hardy is no longer cool.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I mean.
This is just exploited of that brand and that like image. That was going on a while ago, and I think that they're just trying to bring it back. Girls don't even always dress like that anymore. Even the New York, New Jersey girls, they dress better than. Watch Jerseylicious. Yes, they dress a little bit similar, but at the same time, it's not as like.
I think they dress pretty similar,
but I think. I've been
not
there,
quite
and
as,
it reminds
not, not, this
me.
This is more extreme. This is more extreme.
I think it's more extreme of old
but,
days.
Okay, so no one answered. So you think it's just normal that Danny, the T-shirt, just a young guy
think,
owns
yeah,
this business?
I think that he's probably a local. He
and
probably lives close
his money?
By.
How do he make his money? Though?
I could see it being like passed on through.
That's
the family
what I think. It's passed on.
You think?
Oh, that's like old real estate. It's, I'm telling you. It's
tough
to get
I guess.
In on that.
Yeah, you probably anyway, couldn't get it new anyway.
Small question. Well, we see these girls come up and say, "Hey, we're DTF." By the way, from what we've heard in their interviews, we've heard that in interviews where they say that's what girls just do from now on. What I liked is we finally got to see it this year. We haven't seen that at all.
They didn't even say, "Are you DTF?" The girls just said, "Hey, and just so you know, can I fill your abs?" And just so you know, I'm DTF.
I'm DTF.
Because people, this isn't dick in the soup. Because nobody,
I agree.
These girls know their friends will make fun of them till tomorrow, pretty much. They're not going to just. Do that for like they're not going to do it because a producer
they just
tells
be on
them.
TV.
No,
they want to be on TV themselves, and they are coming up with their own lines because they do want to like everybody.
So
they do.
Plotting, like, what can I say? And they're following.
Please, they're desperate. They just want to hook up. They want to hook up with someone that's famous, and they want screen time.
And by the way, you know why? I guess I liked it. You just explain why? Because it was genuine.
Yeah.
So I did like it. I liked seeing
it. It's real.
It was gross.
Another genuine moment was when Dina was
Getting married.
Dina was hitting on that cop.
Jessica's got a ring. She's getting married. Sorry.
Dina on the cop. Tina hitting on the cop.
Oh,
Tina,
yeah.
Which, again, why I love her. Totally chill. So fun. And I like how the cop, like... He was all business.
And he knew Nicole's name.
Of course.
He knew Snooki's name. Nicole.
Nicole,
he wouldn't fist pump. He wouldn't tell. He was very. He stood. I admired him for sticking to the book, staying by the book.
I thought it would be.
I guess it's smart. He has cameras all over him.
Yeah, I think
incredible television. If he didn't,
if they brought the cop,
his whole career would be
over.
Yeah.
His
oh my god. Yeah. His career would be over unless he was an actor posing as a cop.
But she's great. I mean, Deanna, I've always liked her.
Deanna.
You know what's funny about that scene? Does that not remind you of like you? Maybe even now we're back in the past. Like we're like you and your friends go out. People get drunk and they say stupid things
friends.
Like, "Oh, you're cute." Like, what are you like? People always mess with cops. You just tell you, the
and
New
a lot of cops jump on it. Though.
Oh, the New York girls go to Penn Station in New York City. The girls in New York waiting for the train to go home or going, you know, and the cops they always interact. Like, it's the funniest thing. Like, if you do go, if you're in New York City,
I told
next,
the cop
go
I was
Penn
Julie
Station.
Andrews. Like, I made like,
oh,
it's
we
funny.
She said, just you heard what she said, you would totally do that.
Yeah,
we know
of
you
course.
Would. all right, Vinny and Snooki,
I want them to be back together. I'm
okay,
just gonna throw
so
it out there.
So we're seeing
Chuck and Blair.
They're
Minnie
getting
and
very
Snooki.
Cozy together. And by the way, we have an earlier moment with Situation saying, you know, I'm looking out for you, blah blah blah. And something hit me, and I probably shouldn't have talked about it on the during the commercial because we try to save it for on the air. But it hit me where I said, you know what? We've got Sitch, who's you know, kind of professing his affection for her. We have Vinny, who is, and it hit me. You know what? Like these guys know that she's the golden goose. She's the.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of like of a sitcom. Like who's the? You know, she's the star of the show.
She's the Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, she's Rachel on Friends.
Right. And so I think Fresh Prince is even better because the other Friends had careers.
That's true.
But it's Will Smith, and she's her and Pauly are the stars of this. They are the ones who have they're relevant outside here. Now Pauly is relevant a different way because of his trade, but Snooki is relevant as a TV bona fide TV personality. Yep. I mean, we know for a fact that when she's always on Extra, I'm like, what the heck? Why is she always on Extra? She spikes ratings. She spikes ratings for them. So, yes.
She does red carpet. She hosts.
Yes, so does Pauly. Those are the only two thus far that have hosted.
Now, Pauly's probably not going to spike ratings, but Pauly has a bona fide trade, and he's relevant with his spinning. But for her, just as a pure TV personality star and a brand, she's the one. And makes you think that I could see Vinny and Sitch seeing her. You're more attractive the more successful you are, guy or girl. You're much more attractive. We see this all the time in people, even outside of Hollywood. But beyond that, an affair between either of those guys with her, like a legit affair that would go on past the show, would be so great for Situation's career, would be so great for Vinny's career.
But Vinny already has Pauly. Vinny's already Pauly's sidekick.
It's different than dating. When you're dating,
just prolong
when you're
the
dating
career.
Something, you don't. That's we right. don't hear. We don't have extra. We don't have. They're not in the news for that. Their friendship is great. They're really good friends, but the Vinny Pauly friendship doesn't end up on Perez Hilton or in People Magazine or Us Weekly, whatever it is. A relationship with her would, and it's just I'm watching. And I'm like,
when Snooki
really
first came on, Snooki first came on. Nobody liked her.
She was gonna go home.
She was gonna go home. People were like, she's not good looking. Whatever. Now she is the hottest girl on the show.
All about hanging in, guys. It's a great life lesson. About hanging in life.
But not only that, but she's the most down. Like, think about it. This girl is so chill. She's not I don't believe that she's the girl that wants to fight you. I think she'll start with you if you start with her.
That's right.
She is the chillest girl in that group. Everybody else
Adina's
would find
I think the most chill.
Yeah. Well, Adina, but she's also the newest one, so she's still fresh in it.
And she doesn't have a mind of her own. I thought it was really interesting to see, every week we've seen the Situation trying to break up Gianni and Snooki. So it was interesting to hear someone else, regardless of if Vinny's trying to cash in or whatnot, but it was interesting to hear someone else try to be like, I don't think Gianni's the right guy for her.
I want you to be with the right guy.
So
they've been saying that for a while.
I haven't heard anyone
say
that.
Vinny say that. Sitch says it all the time.
No, I thought Vinny had said it before.
I don't think so. No. You guys know who we haven't even talked about
at
all.
They always
episode?
Say they shouldn't try to change her. They shouldn't try to change her.
We haven't talked about once Lola.
Oh, the bunny,
forgot about Lola.
That was great. Just another fun moment created. And you know what was nice about Lola? We finally got to see Jenny have fun out.
Yeah.
Sammy's still on the side just looking. I mean, God, Sammy, three more episodes. I mean, Ronnie got a little moment because he got a mini bike, but I still say we as a show don't talk enough about the fact that
Snooki took
Sammy and Ronnie are just non-factors in this
Snooki
season.
Snooki took Ronnie out. Yeah. Then Snooki took Vinny out, and Snooki had her moment with Dina on the boat.
She works so hard on the show.
She's in every scene.
She carries the show.
Snooki had a conversation with Mike.
Dina's smart to stick around with her.
She is. But I think Dina is the Robin to the Batman, and she's doing what she can, and I admire her.
Everybody loves Robin.
But I mean, I think.
But you never know. Jenny used to be the Robin to the Batman.
But Jenny grew up. She's the matriarch of the family.
Oh, can I bring up something also, going back a little? We were talking about the Snooki-Vinny thing, and Snooki was flirting with Vinny a little this episode.
A little?
She touched his ass.
We all got her very close.
And he said, I don't know what is going to happen.
Yep.
Well, she admitted. She said, if I wasn't with Gianni, I would...
She already broke up with him one night and hooked up with him the same night.
She loves
Did you guys miss the end of the episode was her saying, can we cuddle tonight? Him saying, yup. And her saying, you promise?
And come
him
on.
Saying,
yup. And that's when he said, I don't know what's going to happen. And talking in the tabloids, I'm going to marry Gianni. Meanwhile, she said in the beginning of the episode, me and Gianni's relationship is definitely not healthy.
That's what I was telling you guys during the show. I think that she purposely tries to piss Gianni off. I don't know if it's for the ratings, it's good TV, or if she just gets a thrill out
or
of it.
If he's
but
just
the
so
things
easy
that she
to beat
says
up.
To him, just watching the show, we already know how easily he gets upset and how easily his feelings get hurt. So for her to be on the phone with him and, know, for one thing,
but she's drunk
about
every
how
time.
Horny she is, and then the next moment
she
she's like, "I have blue balls in my face," and he's like, "What?" She knows how to push his buttons, and she pushes them.
I don't, time and time again. I just don't think she's thinking that far ahead. I think she just wings it. She's just winging life, and I think that's why everyone loves it. She's taking it all as it comes.
But after you date a guy for a certain amount of time, you know
again,
what's going to make
Jess,
normal
Jess, you're
people
normal.
Normal
come
people.
On, Jersey Shore.
She's not processing. She's wasted. First of all, out of her mind, she probably doesn't even remember what she's talking about on the phone.
She watches these and she's like, "I did what?
I did what?
Exactly."
And by the way,
she said that before.
I did what? And then afterwards, it's look. Are we getting a pizza tonight? I mean, she's on to the next subject. By the way, so before we go to commercial, it doesn't have to be a big discussion. The house is a mess. Oh my God, how gross is this house?
Yeah, the sink's got more packed, these guys,
Rockets, to your point, they landed from Rome, and who knows if we're in day 10, day 12. They've squeaked more than
14.
Eight shows out of, like, just a few days. No one's cleaning the house. There's no Sunday dinner. There used to be a Sunday dinner every two shows, right? And now it's like, We've seen one kind of half-assed one.
Although it's fine for me because I think the cast members are getting along more, especially in this episode. And I kind of like it. I like the chemistry right now because it's fun. It's good energy.
It is, but we've had a lot of sleeper episodes because of it.
I still think this episode was boring.
I liked this episode.
I did too.
I'm fine with it too.
All right, let's go to commercial, and then we're going to do this special segment, and then we have predictions because we saw three episodes worth of predictions.
Yes.
So let's go to commercial.
After Buzz TV.
Hi, I was once like you, a lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzz TV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzz TV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series, with over 60 different after-shows, from Boardwalk Empire to American Idol to Vampire Diaries to Real Housewives and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV after shows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
What do you want to buzz about,
Well,
Gav?
I want to buzz about this special segment. So during the week, Gav sent us all a great email with some video links about these
You're
guys.
You're always doing that. I love that. Yeah, you send us emails on the reg.
Love it.
Scoop.
For sure.
So basically for our special segment for this week, we've all been talking about recent episodes and how, you know, these stars have so much fans now. And it's like, how are they even filming with the amount of fan base that they have following them?
It's more than Twitter. Everybody knows where they are every second of the day.
All the time.
They
have extreme marketing publicity. They're always on television. And we just wonder, how are you filming a season without tons of fans bombarding you 24/7? And I was on YouTube. I researched a bunch of clips. And we have tons of people uploading their videos of the Jersey Shore cast while they're filming in Jersey. And it's really interesting. And before I show you this clip, I also saw another video that we're not going to show tonight. And we touched on this earlier, but the t-shirt shop, do they work there? There was a person that uploaded a video and they were literally being served by JWoww, giving a shirt. And it was a total legit video. This person was just filming them kind of like where they didn't want them to know they were filming. You'd probably using a cell phone. It was really interesting. Maybe we can play that next week or something. But you can tell that they're actually working.
They are working.
It's probably just like maybe for an hour or whatever
but
it is.
Yeah.
But they are working.
We saw her take money and put it in the register. I go, no, that looks real.
And she actually did. She didn't look pleasant in the video. She looked like, oh, okay, here, you're next. Okay. But she was really working. It was legitimate. So we can say that.
Well, she never pulls the shenanigans on the show. It's just the meatballs that are always skipping out and, you know, playing around and stuff.
So. Yeah, that's true. But at the same time, so, I mean, it's the facts are there. We know that they are working. It's not dick in the soup for that.
Great. Good to know.
There we go. And now these clips are pretty much showing the fans how they are completely surrounding this cast. They have police guarding them. There's lines outside. I think we start more in tonight's episode, but check out this YouTube video. Sorry, what, Ronnie?
No, I was going to say, are you guys ready for that?
Here we go. Check out this YouTube video.
Can they see it?
Yes.
Get everyone else. Get you.
Right now, they have guards blocking them in a corner.
Yeah, so we see them at a bar. There's about three or four people around them, and then we see over the railing. Oh my goodness, must be about 100 people
over the railing, waiting, taking pictures, videos.
Yep, and you see they're very uncomfortable
and
a little bored.
You think they don't know this is getting filmed? They don't know.
But no, this is a random person filming, though. This is Paulie, Vinny in the corner with bodyguards.
See,
and then tons of fans below filming them. Look at this.
But isn't it like this everywhere they go? Probably.
But we don't see it as much on the show.
We don't see it at all.
It's got to be like a pain in the ass
because
to go
they
out.
Look so uncomfortable.
Look at all that film crew and the people behind them.
No, this
I don't
is
think they're uncomfortable, Jess. I think they're bored. I think they're like over it.
Yeah. They're bored. Yeah, they're bored.
The two of them are having a conversation. Like, why are we here? We got to be here.
Yeah, totally.
And they just have to continue. Do we have the next video also?
Very interesting.
No, we have that one right now. We could look for another one.
Yeah, I'll continue describing the next one. If you can find it, that would be great. So there's another video that I found on YouTube, which is pretty much like all of these fans waiting outside the t-shirt shop in a line, kind of like what we saw tonight, which I found very interesting that they actually showed it.
Should we view it next week if we don't?
Yeah, if we can't find it, it's fine.
Can you tell me what the name of it is? And
Just search Jersey Shore filming and t-shirt shop. I'm sure something will come up and we can look at it. But pretty much there's like thousands of fans outside all waiting for the cast to just walk out and get a glimpse of this
walk out where? And
the t-shirt shop.
And they walk Danny's out store. And you can see like they're uncomfortable. They're smiling a little bit. Like
they're
a little nervous, right?
They're you know, because I think it's still setting in that they're this popular and famous. Like, it's setting in.
You know, usually takes years and years to achieve. Like we were at the gifting suites today, and a lot of the people we talk to are still very humble because they know they've gotten one role, two roles, somewhat big roles. Some people are huge, but some people are just starting out. And it takes them a decade,
be taken away
whatever it is, to build up to this level. These kids were thrown into this, and boom.
Yeah, they were.
You're huge.
They were thrown into this, and it happens overnight, and it's a shock. And I'm sure they have people coaching them on what they need to do, but it's even crazy to think that they have to film and be themselves while they have all these people watching them and trying to get pictures of them and, like, hassling them all the time.
Which is crazy because I was watching an interview with Viola Davis, who's nominated for an Oscar right now, and she was saying just what you were saying, like, every role that she's had for the past 10 years, she thinks, this is going to be it. This is going to be my breakout role.
Right.
And then it's not. So it's crazy that these kids who have no training,
just
party, and they're just, like, bigger than people that are, like, trying their whole life.
That's why there's so much animosity.
Was that your drinking face?
Two thumbs up.
Okay.
So excited.
That's why there's so much animosity between actors and reality television.
I think we should just watch the video next week.
And if you talk to actors about it, they're violent.
Yes.
Violent because these people and the success they have and the money they're making.
Right.
And actors are making less.
$100,000 an episode over here.
That's why there's such a.
And by the way, merchandising and everything else, whereas like an HBO show that's like really super smart and respected, they're probably making a fraction of that per episode and they can't monetize outside. They can't do commercials. They can't do.
At the same time, it's so Hollywood. I bet you a lot of these people are so fakely, you know, intrigued by them and like. So nice to them in person because you see them with all these celebrities taking pictures, doing work with celebrities, right? Actors, everything. But they're probably doing that for the press and the extra publicity. And at the same time, behind their back, they're probably like, oh my God, these Jersey Shore kids, please.
Oh, please, we see that every day.
You know what I mean?
I do think that some of the celebrities think they're actually funny.
Yes.
No, there's a lot of celebrities that admit in interviews that they can't get enough of Jersey Shore.
Yeah. But at the same time, there's also the
jealous.
And those are my favorite celebs.
Entertaining.
By the way, listen, my little like 12 seconds, you know, of fame being on the Howard Stern Show, I have more really respected actors. Man, I heard you on Stern. Today at the Gibson,
two different guys.
Actors were like, my God, I'm a big fan of yours from Stern. I'm like, what? So it's great that there are those ones.
So many people kept saying that to you.
Love the reality shows, and they just love it. Yeah. They just love the reality shows, and they don't care. But then there's those ones who are so bitter.
But you try to stay a ghost. You try.
I do try.
I don't know why.
I know, because you can't kill a ghost.
But we all.
I just want to let Kevin, before you speak, I just want to let everyone know, stay tuned for next week's episode, because we will play the clip where the fans are waiting outside the t-shirt shop, so stay tuned for next week's episode.
I have one best friend, Roxy. My only, she was my BBM. I had two BBM friend, and then I lost her because she went to iPhone.
Yep, that's what happened to all of us. B-Berry was not coming out with new phones.
And thanks to the OtterBox, I dropped my phone down two flights the stairs and no cracks.
Oh, listen, but I've already gotten some stuff from dropping my phone, but it's completely not cracked. Okay. It's okay.
Thank you.
I was waiting for that button.
Let's go.
Only because you guys said I couldn't do it.
Do it, Ronnie.
All right, here we go. We want to do news. You guys ready for that?
You're nice because you're Latino. Go to the news.
All right, short and sweet today, you guys. We were basically just talking about everyone, you know, trying to stick around Snooki and keep their fame going. I don't know if you guys caught this, but last night I was watching Suburgatory because it just happens to come on before Modern Family, which I'm obsessed with.
Wait, I don't even...
It's an ABC show. It's a drama or a scripted comedy.
Suburgatory?
Suburgatory, yes.
Suburgatory.
Sounds like a horror movie.
Guess who made an appearance? Don't look at the picture.
Vinny.
I bet Vinny, because he's the only actor on the show.
Oh, okay, who?
The Situation.
Sitch got a job.
As The Situation or as...
No. And it was honestly like, you blink, you miss it. One of the girls, which is funny because it's about high school girls, and one of the girls, they were at a party, and the popular girl was like, I'm so sorry, I didn't know my ex-boyfriend would be spinning, and then it cuts to Situation, and he's on the turntable.
Sitch is spinning? Why didn't they have Pauly D?
Yeah.
It was literally a two-second bit,
and I was just like, what? I had to rewind my DVR because I couldn't, like, I honestly...
That's incredible.
It's because Pauly wasn't available.
Yeah.
Or wouldn't do it for the money. So they went to the
backup. What about Vinny? Come on. Vinny's Pauly's wingman.
Because
he's not as funny. It's a funnier shot to see Situation.
But he had no speaking lines whatsoever. It was literally like, cut Situation, do a stupid look.
By the way, if I'm managing Pauly and Pauly's opening for Britney Spears, I don't want him doing a cutaway where he doesn't get a line.
Exactly.
No, you want him in. It's going to be something interesting. I get so many offers from Maria Menounos to do things where it's like, okay, and she'll play a reporter. Make it something interesting. Make it something fun. She doesn't have time, to do. But
to do the BS stuff. She's already established.
Okay. That being said, I love when she goes on Entourage and is the reporter.
But that's different. She's playing Maria Menounos. She's acting in that. This time's like legit. Like the shot is hello, and today I'm at whatever, and it's like one question or two, and it's like
there's no need to do it 20 times.
So if you're managing Pauly, Pauly's got a legitimate career opening for Britney and doing so many other things. No, give Pauly something crucial in the episode, or at least it can be a scene, but let's have it be an important or a funny scene.
It's
not a cutaway in one shot. And so smart manager would see that with no lines and go, no.
It's kind of like once you're a principal actor, you don't go back to extra work.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
I was so speechless.
I was going to say, plus as a DJ, isn't he trying to establish that credibility as a DJ? Suburgatory is an ABC show.
Yeah.
I like a lot of those corny ABC shows, but as a young guy DJing...
Yeah, not cool.
Credibility, for sure.
All right, well, once again, Snooki and JWoww spinoff is delayed.
What a surprise.
They sent the petition?
No, basically, police are saying that the reality show spinoff has been delayed because there was a brief moment of related drama when cops ordered members of the media who were stationed outside the converted Mercer Street firehouse where Jenny and Snooki were supposed to live for 6 weeks during filming to stand across the street because they were blocking the right-of-way. Of course, representative of 495 Productions has no comments.
So such nonsense.
Yeah,
but it's crazy that this it was supposed to start so wildly popular. It's nuts.
They'll find any reason to just like rack on them. I feel like.
No,
yeah, oh, they weren't
true,
trying
because,
to stop
true,
them from getting the door. They were just obsessed.
Because I don't know if they bring good money in. I think they just they're just kind of a pest to the a neighborhood or to a
community.
See, I was
confused. These are fans.
Get over it.
These are fans.
No, the media.
Oh, media. Oh, jeez. Right.
But that's how big they are, you guys.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's incredible.
Nuts.
Well, it was announced today that Ronnie will appear as a world class MMA event as a guest. The Spartan Fighting Championship will feature fighters from some of the world's best mixed martial arts gyms. Ronnie, who showed off his fighting skills in the early days of Jersey Shore, will be the special guest for SFC 13's premier event called The Arrival. We saw his fighting skills in
Italy.
Yeah, you know
Meatball,
what? Nice payday for Ronnie. Little payday for Ronnie. You know.
People with VIP tickets are going to get autographs and pictures taken with him.
Yeah, just an appearance. All right, move on.
You know.
We cared so much about that, I don't even know what happened.
We're just having fun over here.
Martial. I'm out the balls.
Jersey Shore cast members and senior programming execs behind MTV's hit series will step ashore in Cannes on Monday, April 2nd, to meet MIP TV participants for a keynote showcase on the theme, Jersey Shore, How MTV is Cracking the Millennial Code. Dina and Vinny will present alongside Chris Lynn, MTV's EVP, and together they will take an insider's look at the Jersey Shore phenomenon, how MTV continues to pioneer innovative programming for young people, and, of course, the importance of a fake tan. Since its launch in 2009, MTV's Jersey Shore has enjoyed huge success and has become the network's most iconic series.
You know what? It's just, I give Sally Silsano credit for this. If I give MTV any credit, it's the fact that they greenlit the show, but it ends there. They didn't know what they had. They didn't know it was going to be like this. There's no way. But now this is the time where they all come in and say.
It's global now.
And they'll have all these theories as to why they knew and this. Stop. You know, I think Sally made a great show, and they happen to buy it. Like, they buy tons of shows.
Mm-hmm.
But
it just worked.
That's it.
It was so far out from what everybody else does that it worked.
But do you guys think that this wouldn't have worked on another network?
It totally would have worked. Of course it would have.
Think this would have worked on ABC?
It's a cable show.
Can I say something, guys? I had a really great idea. Why don't we film an AfterBuzz thing for us going to a tanning salon together?
Hello.
Why don't we get
one of our AfterBuzz hosts.
Airbrush tans, maybe.
Because we haven't talked about you being black enough on this episode tonight.
I know, you can just come for the ride.
Get an
I'm pale, so I'll be so there. Much fun.
We could do gym with you, and then you'll accompany us.
And you can do our laundry.
No, wait. That's right, because she's black.
The hell.
Wouldn't it be so fun though?
No, because you're black. They want you to do
the
laundry.
Help, yeah.
I'm glad I'm here.
Thanks a lot.
Who's the real friend?
Jersey Shore.
No, we're good. We don't need this, Jessica.
Everybody's listening like,
we don't need this, Jessica.
We don't need this.
Listen, it's all love here. We're family,
no,
right?
But we are family.
We just want to relate more to the Jersey
Shore.
We're totally kidding.
I'm just saying.
Martial arts.
The Goyams? Great in the service industry. Great with laundry, digging ditches. Like, we're good at all that stuff.
The Glams.
The Goyams.
Goyams.
Goyams, yeah.
So. Said the Goyams. Goyams, non-Jews.
Oh.
You're a Goy.
I'm a Goy.
We're Goys. Okay. Anything else?
That's it for our After Buzz news and gossip.
Right into it.
And now.
Okay.
Nice job, Ronnie.
Well, I want to have here's what I know. Here are my predictions that we saw on scenes from next week. Something with Vinny and Snooki. Who the hell knows what? Dina wants Joey, but JWoww says this is bad news.
Yeah.
We don't really know much about that. Something about the wilderness.
Yeah, they're going camping. Another event that they would never do, and because the season is so lame, they have to put them out of their element.
Then we see that Vinny apparently moves on very quickly from Snooki because he's in with the lesbians.
Yeah, what's his obsession with the lesbians?
Well, I'm just glad to see them, like, these guys trying to hook up and smush again.
And then Sitch is calling out Snooki. We see the big drama finally telling Gianni.
That's going to be the best part of the episode.
And by the way, wait, this finale. You guys, this isn't the episode. These are three episodes, right?
Right.
It's going to be the last one.
At least we're surmising that. And
the last episode is going to be that happening, and then Snooki, we see her throwing shit, and she's throwing shit at Situation, and she's like,
And it's a cliffhanger to keep us to come back for something else.
Which we will come back, but dear Lord, please don't screw us over again.
Break that fourth wall down. Mr. Gorbachev, take that wall. You guys don't know. You guys weren't
even
born.
You're saying all these names, people don't know.
No, you guys weren't even born. It was when Reagan demanded for... Come on, Ronnie, roll in the music.
Reagan?
You, come on, get going.
Who's that? Ronnie?
Tear
Ronnie
this wall
Reagan, Obama's brother?
So I'm not saying Mr. Gorbachev.
Yes.
I'm saying Miss Salzano, tear this wall down. Tear down that fourth wall next season. Let's show these guys who they are. They're famous. They have paparazzi out there. They have tons of people. That's the only way. We have to be honest. It's the only way to make this compelling.
Call Sally and tell
her
that.
Maybe they'll do like Jersey Shore Goes to Hollywood soon, and they're just going to show everything.
I think it would give the show new life.
I agree. It's like Jersey Shore, just like when The Hills and Laguna Beach started. They started as high school kids, but at some point you had to follow The Hills girls' lives as they evolved and started doing big press events. It's the only way it's still going to work for this type of show.
And I have to say, I think that it's going to expand into other brands, because I remember when I was in college, like a year or two ago, they were doing castings for like upstate New Yorkers too. So I think they're going to try and expand out. Maybe it's something they've been working on. I don't know. Or maybe it was a fluke.
Southie thing going on.
They're doing Brooklyn. They're expanding out
in like Tennessee now, or Nebraska or something.
All right. Well, we'll be covering all of them. Anyway.
Of course.
Jessica King, how do we tweet you?
Find me on Twitter at @IamJessicaKing.
Nice. Clean. I like that. All right, Gab, what about you?
You can follow me on Twitter at @Gabrielle_Loren and on Facebook at @GabrielleLoren with the number one. And check us out tomorrow, Bridesmaids. Me and Roxy are going to be hosting
at the Gifting Suite at 12 noon.
On West Coast time.
12 noon West Coast
midnight
time.
Midnight in Paris at 1:15. That's me.
Hell yeah.
What? Wow.
I accidentally meant to hit the bigger cheer.
Oh my god!
At the end of the show,
because she's working. Black. God damn it! You're Latino. You're supposed to have her back. What the? I gotta say.
I think the show's over.
Everyone on the show.
I was gonna announce
Jews,
my Twitter
blacks,
handle.
Latinos,
and you
let's
my
get together. Let's work together.
Blame that on Ronnie.
We're done.
Okay, so before we end, Roxy needs to give
you
a Twitter.
Where can we find you, Roxy?
I got Jip.
No, baby, go ahead.
I'm at Roxy Stryer. And tweet at Jessica King. I am Jessica King. To show her love, because I feel like you got torn apart a little bit tonight.
The nerd always gets attacked.
Yeah. I think everyone gets their own torn apart
every day. Good thing you have me.
Getting the booze.
I'm here.
There's like sides.
I can't believe
okay.
I got booed. That was just
from BIM.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.